Welcome, tech enthusiasts, to What the Tech, the podcast series sponsored by ProServe IT. I'm thrilled to have you with us for another insightful episode. In May, we're delving into the realm of Microsoft Viva in our ongoing series. Get ready to find out the latest tech trends as we discover the diverse features of Viva. In this episode, Create a Purpose-Driven Culture with Viva Goals, we'll explore the world of Viva, understanding its core features, and discovering how it's reshaping the landscape of modern workplaces. Stay tuned to grasp the power of Viva and how it can revolutionize your tech experience. Let's dive right in.
Welcome to class of our Microsoft Viva. So my name is Joy Fajardo. I am the Brand Experience Manager here at ProServe. It is a great pleasure to have you all joining us today as we take a look at Viva Goals. We have a lot of topic to cover in the 45 minutes that we have. We'll have some intros. We'll discuss what an OKR is. We'll have an overview of Viva Goals. We'll also have a short demo, and then we'll wrap up. So let's begin. So I want to start off with the statement from Work Trend Index. It says people are working longer and harder than ever, but leaders are more and more concerned that the most important work is not getting done. This productivity paranoia is an urgent call for leaders to create clarity and alignment on what work truly drives impact and listen to their employees. So employees nowadays are fearing that they are not productive enough. And also leaders are concerned that productivity is not there, or at least not pointed in the right direction. These challenges have made it difficult for both the business and the employee to deal, and for both the business and the employee. And so to deal with this level of uncertainty, business leaders are trying to figure out a modern operating framework to react in a timely manner and also to build resilience. We need a way to stay focused and aligned and to the most important results of that the business needs to drive success. If we don't do this, then we fail. We fail at maintaining employee satisfaction and well-being. We fail to provide them with the productivity support that they require, and ultimately the bottom line, which is the business success. Let's talk briefly about how the workplace is shifting. So one of the things that we are hearing is that employees at large are changing how they think about work. They are thinking not only the where and the when, but also the more fundamental why. We can't underestimate the changes that every worker has undergone in the pandemic, as the shift in the workspace and worker expectations have also changed. So as you can see on the left-hand side, from research, we see that people are no longer choosing a job just because of the location and the paycheck. They are now looking to employers to provide a sense of purpose and meaning, and that they're part of something bigger, and to see what they come to work to do every day really ladders up to the bigger goals and organizational mission. With the hybrid work in play, we need to figure out how to meet this increasingly important employee needs. The need for purpose and meaning at work, not just so we feel good, but because it drives business results. We also need to make sure those business results needed by the organization are clear, not just to the top executives, but to everyone. The challenges of translating strategy into execution are pervasive today. Looking at survey data from hundreds of large enterprise companies, while 97% of senior leaders say that they understand the company's strategic priorities, only 28% of them could name their company's top three goals. And as you can imagine, how this can compound as you move further away from the executive team. So in Microsoft's Work Trend Index, we found that only 13% of frontline managers understand how their work contributes to the company's strategy. This disconnect is costing the business every single day. And unfortunately, the current climate only makes things more difficult. The challenges that businesses are facing is more acute than ever. First, the companies are having to operate faster than ever to innovate, to grow, and to meet their customers' needs while dealing with economic and competitive uncertainty. Second, employers are sometimes finding that their employees are disengaged and are looking to work that provides more of a sense of purpose or deeper meaning. And then third, over the last 2 or so years, COVID has meant that remote, distributed, and hybrid work are becoming the new normal. And that new normal of work may look completely different than what they have, than what we have been planning for. And fourth, this shift to hybrid work and accelerated growth can mean that work is siloed across the organization, with teams working independently from each other, making visibility and alignment very painful. So now, let us discuss how leaders are using objective and key results to help drive purpose and alignment across their organization. OKRs are a proven goal-setting framework for creating alignment, focus, and an engaged work culture to drive business outcomes. Viva Goal is built on the OKR framework. And as we've said earlier, OKRs align your entire organization to strategy, shifting focus from output, which is the everyday work of your team, to outcome. So outcomes are the results of that work. That slight mindset shift keeps your team highly engaged with a clear sense of purpose and understanding of how everyone is contributing to forward momentum. The structure of OKR is fairly simple. You essentially break down your strategy into objectives, or basically what you want to accomplish, and key results, which are the metrics that will indicate the progress towards achieving those objectives. Now, if you think about how this works across an organization, at the business level, you'll have 3 to 5 objectives, which each have 3 to 5 key results, as well as key initiatives attached to them. And then from there, each department will define their own OKR that supports the business level objectives, creating consistent focus throughout the entire organization. This seemingly simple premise can unlock huge value for an organization when it's built into the fabric of how the business is run. So this is how we break it down. Objectives are qualitative and aspirational goals for an individual, for a team, or for the company. We recommend having 3 to 5 objectives to prioritize. Note that having too many objectives means that goals are less likely to be achieved, meaning if you have more than 5. Now, key results are the measurable outcomes that contribute to the achievement of an objective. When planning for an objective and meeting big goals, key results, or KRs, are the way we know how to get there. Key initiatives are the activities that take place to achieve an objective, projects that can help get you closer to achieving the results that you are looking for. Okay. So we have here the formula in writing a good OKR. So we will your objective as measured by your key results via your key initiatives and projects. Again, as I've mentioned in the earlier slide, each team or individual should have 3 to 5 primary objectives. And then each objective will have 3 to 5 key results, which can only be achieved through the key initiatives and projects. By thinking about your organizational goals in this way, you can help build transparency and alignment to your business goals. So let me give you an example of how an OKR cascades. The objective of the chief marketing officer might be to improve our marketing funnel to become the vendor of choice in the industry. So it's qualitative, it's aspirational. Now, how do they do that? How do they work towards that goal? Through their key results. So we have key result number 1, which is to execute 6 targeted lead campaigns by Q1. KR or key results 2, acquire 950 new MQLs for sales by Q1. And key result number 3 is to drive 10 million in marketing generated pipeline by Q1. Again, all of this are quantitative. It's going to tell you how you're going to get to your objective. And then the project number 1, or the key initiative, is to update the marketing materials. So projects or key initiatives are the activities that you need to do. Okay, so now let's briefly talk about the superpowers, as we call it, of OKRs. Why does OKR work? Why is it pretty popular? Why are a lot of organizations following the OKR framework? So it has 5. First is alignment, ensuring everyone understands how their work ladders up to the higher level. OKRs help align company goals from top to bottom so that everyone is rowing in the same direction or pulling on the same side of the rope. Next is focus. The best practice is to have no more than 3 to 5 core OKRs per quarter. Pushing organization to focus on only the work that really matters and to make hard choices to eliminate tasks that don't really matter. This supports the prioritization process and helps teams stay focused on those and avoid the trap of everything is important and so nothing is really important. Next one we have is transparency. Visibility on desired outcomes across the organization creates clear accountability and it helps build trust and foster cross-team collaboration. The next one is agility. It is a very important part because having early and frequent visibility into how we are tracking against our goals will enable the team to make data-driven decisions and adjust strategy quickly. So if we see that we are already in the midst of in the middle of Q1, but we haven't really gotten in the middle halfway through our goal, then we have to shift some of our strategy in order for us to achieve our goals. In a world where things can change drastically overnight, business leaders find themselves needing to adapt. OKRs really help organizations with the agility piece of it. How can we adapt quickly to both internal and external risk and opportunity? OKRs provide this window into the early indicators, as I've said earlier, that allow you to move quickly and decisively. And then finally, the last superpower is growth. The OKR framework encourages teams to set their goals aspirationally, right? Setting a stretch target that is perhaps a little bit uncomfortable, aspirational goals can help a team think outside of the box to achieve more than they ever thought was possible. Now, these are the values. These values have been core to why OKRs work for decades. Let's move on first. So here's the step-by-step integration process where you will be able to seamlessly implement OKRs into the daily life of your organization. So you can assess at which stage your organization is currently at, and you'll know what is the next step to go for. So you are in the beginning stage or beginning phase. If you currently don't have or do not use any OKRs or any other goal alignment system, this is where you start and learn how OKRs can benefit your business. Piloting phase is when you start experimenting with OKRs at your organization via pilot group who will learn how OKRs will work for your organization at scale. This pilot group could be your leadership team, or it can be a specific team or department within your larger organization. You are in the adopting phase when you commit to the OKR formula and see executive buy-in. So leaders become the driving force as OKRs expand more widely into the business rhythms of the team. Scaling phase is when OKRs become firmly embedded in business rhythms throughout the organization. OKR tools are now being used across the organization. And centering phase, this is when OKRs have become part of the daily rhythm of all teams and individual contributors. And at this stage, employees will start to feel like there is more purpose at the center of everything they do. So these are the phases or stages that an organization might be in their OKR journey. Okay. So now that we have a better understanding of what OKR is, next is finding the right tool to use. So that is where Microsoft Viva Goal comes in. So Microsoft Viva Goal is part of the entirety of the Microsoft Viva suite. Yeah, it's Microsoft Viva Suite. So Microsoft Viva Suite has a lot of different modules, and one of them is Viva Goals. Viva Goal is Microsoft's answer to goal setting and driving purpose within the organization. It is an integrated solution that will help organizations align teams to their strategic priorities. It unites them around their mission and purpose and drive measurable results as part of the Viva employee experience. So here are some of the benefits of Viva Goals. First is it connects employees to the organization's goal and helps drive business results. It also allows you to build and manage your OKRs from one centralized location with deployment and best practices guidance. later on, I'll show you a demo of how we can access OKRs. Now, you can keep aligned with OKRs integrated into your employees' day-to-day workflow and automated updates from work systems critical to do their jobs. Viva Goals can help set goals at scale. It gives you the right tools to create rhythms across your business, to create, approve, and review OKRs within your frame of work. It also gives greater visibility into what's happening at your organization with a central hub for end-to-end goal management. For employees and users, Viva Goals helps connect daily work to bigger goals. Employees can feel overwhelmed by the amount of work they need to accomplish. OKRs will help them cut through the noise and identify their top priorities. There's also better cross-functional visibility, which helps leaders and teams to clarify their roles and responsibilities, decreasing friction and overlap, particularly in a hybrid or distributed work environment. And Viva Goals integrates into the team's experience, allowing employees to build habits that fits into their familiar toolset. Okay. Not only does Viva Goals integrate with Microsoft Teams for ease of day-to-day use, in many cases, it also integrates with your existing toolset. Viva Goals includes connections to first-party data sources. We have Azure DevOps, there's Power BI, there's Planner. So pulling data from critical business systems will make it easier for you to not update it on multiple instances. So Viva Goals will sync every hour with these data sources to ensure that you have the most up-to-date information. If business metrics are already being tracked in another system, there is no need for you to duplicate it in Viva Goals. Okay. Another important part of the Viva Goals is its dashboards. It's very important to have dashboards because it will allow leaders and employees to spend less time preparing presentations, right? They have more time focusing on goals or achieving the goals instead. The dashboard includes customizable widgets for presenting OKR information, real-time OKRs data with up-to-date progress. It has interactive interface for deep dive discussion and custom dashboards for each persona. How does it work? So basically, you can create the dashboard in Viva Goal to run your review meeting seamlessly. And you can do the filter. This can be used during a variety of rhythms. For example, you could elect to do business reviews at an organizational level, say quarterly, and then departmental level monthly or team level weekly. So you have the ability to do those filters as well. Viva Goals is also built with enterprise in mind, with all the security and privacy controls that you would expect of a Microsoft solution. This includes upcoming conditional access controls and audit logs and single sign-on. It also includes native integration into Microsoft 365, and also integrations into third-party tooling, with more integrations, of course, coming all the time as Viva evolves. All right, so let's jump quickly into our demo. Okay, so for our demo today, we will be using the instance of Contoso Electronics. It's a demo account of Contoso. Contoso Electronics is using Microsoft Viva, which, as we mentioned, is an employee experience platform. It helps employees thrive by fostering a culture that empowers employees and teams to be their best from anywhere. Now, within the Microsoft Viva platform, Contoso leverages Viva Goals. And as we've said, Viva Goals is a goal setting and management solution. It aligns your team to strategic priorities. It creates a purpose-driven culture. We will also be using the account of Megan Bowen. So Megan Bowen is the chief of staff for the VP of Marketing. She is responsible for quarterly strategic planning at Contoso Electronics. Megan's goal is to align her team to Contoso's current strategic priorities. And to do this, of course, she needs Viva Goals. So how do you access Viva Goals right from your Teams? So here on the left-hand side, you can see the usual applications within Teams. We have chat, activity, calendar, Teams. And these are the different applications that you can add. You can see here Viva Goals. If you cannot see it, you just click on the three dots, type on goals, click on it, click here, and you will see pin here. But because it's pinned on my end, it's going to show unpinned. So that's how we're going to go in Viva Goals. So the next thing is here on the left-hand side, you can see a couple of things. First is the search icon. So if you want to search a specific item, so say, for example, keyword is pipeline, everything that's relating to pipeline, everything that has a word pipeline to it will come up here. So in this case, an objective that says grow pipeline is available for both Q4 of 2022 and Q1 of 2023. So that's the search. Explorer, you can create your own view, for example. If you always search or if you always have a specific thing that you always look at, so say, for example, overdue OKRs, you can create some filters in here that would say anything that's overdue, that is an objective and key result for this time period, will show up here. So you can save the views that you always look at consistently or constantly. So that's the Explorer piece. And then you can see here teams, users, and then feed. And right in here is the most important part. These are the OKRs of the organization, of the team, and personal, like individual level. So this is icons that represents the organization, the team, and yours is basically your image. So first, let's look at the Contoso's electronic OKRs or objective and key results. So first, you can see here the time period. You can definitely customize it. Right now, how it's being set is from January to December, the calendar year, but you can customize it to become your fiscal, say September to August or whatever that may be. And then you can view it like all objective and key results for Contoso, or you only want to see the active or the upcoming or the previous, or again, customize it. So let's look at the active ones. Okay, looking right here. So this is the first objective of Contoso, to publicly launch Mark 8 to establish industry leadership. And this is the icon that represents the objectives. When you drill it down, you'll then be able to see some of the key results. And as we've said, key results are quantitative. They are quantitative. They should be measurable. And it has this icon. It's like a meter kind of icon. And then here, of course, for a broader organization, if you're more complicated, you will also be able to add child objective. So the main objective is to publicly launch Mark 8, but you have a child objective, which is to create massive marketing momentum for the launch. So let me just show you another example here. So objective, key results, and this is one of the projects or key initiatives that Contoso have. Let's close it first. Now here, you will also be able to see who the owner is for a specific objective, key result, and project. And you will also be able to see what team is assigned to the specific objective, key result, or project. So this specific objective is for the entire organization, but for the key results, it's going to be taken care of by certain team. Same goes true with projects. It's going to be taken care of by a certain team. Besides that, you will also be able to see the status and progress. For this one, say for example, let's look at something that is assigned to, let's try this. So you will be able to adjust the score for this specific one to capture 15% of LATAM market share from our competitors. So you can adjust the updates right in here. And the status can be not started, on track, behind, at risk, close, or postponed. Now, one thing that I mentioned earlier here as well is we can integrate it with Power BI, with Planner, and with other things as well that I'm going to show you later on. But just to show you quickly how that status and progress works. You can see here the last update was made when? 2 months ago, 20 days ago, 1 day ago. And if there are any last check-in notes, it's going to show up in here as well. So the next one I wanted to show you is the view itself. So right now, it's very simple already. But if you want to see how it cascades with the entire organization, of course, since it's an org-wide OKR, it can be confusing sometimes. You can also use the chart view. So you will see here, and then you can drill down. And so on and so forth. Okay, let's go back. Okay. Earlier, I also mentioned about the dashboards, right? So here is the dashboard, and all of this are definitely customizable. So you have your About Contoso, what is your overall, the OKR overview, what's the mission, the vision, and so on. And then here is the key updates. And then right here, you have all the information of the OKRs. As I've mentioned, you will be able to drill down. So say, for example, if it's for your entire organization and you're reviewing the result of your work for the quarter, you can go for previous quarter or quarter on quarter, or you can go monthly if it's for teams, you can go weekly if it's for one-on-one with your manager or things like that. And all this will update real time if it's connected to your third-party apps and tools for update. Okie dokes. So that's for the dashboard. And all of this basically helps, as we've mentioned earlier in the superpower of Viva Goals, it supports agility. If you are already in, as I've mentioned, you're already in the midst of H1 or Q1 or whatever that may be, you can shift your strategy a bit if you want to achieve your specific goals for the quarter or for half of the year or for the entire year. Okay, so let's just look here in the marketing. So this is the team's objective. So depending on what your team is, if you are on the delivery, if you are on the sales team, so you will also have your 3 to 5 objectives that relates or supports the objective of the company. And here you will see who is the person in charge. It creates accountability. It creates transparency as well. And right in here, let's just check. If we edit this, for example, let's just make the number lower. So it's going to be at risk. If you check in, if you update your key results, your objective will also be up to date. Okay, so you don't have to, I have to update my key results, then I have to update the objectives as well. So what Viva Goal wants to happen is that it has to be streamlined. You need to do everything within the flow of your work. You don't, if you're always using Teams, you can update it right from within Teams and you don't have to go anywhere else. Or if you are using, say, for example, Power BI or Planner as a team, if you're already updating it there, then this has to be updated straight away. Let me show you, try if I can show you. Oh, here, edit, progress. This is where you can automatically from data source. So if you want this to be updated right from Asana, from Azure DevOps, from Box, Excel, Dynamics, Domo, there's lots of applications, Jira, HubSpot, GitHub, Monday.com, Planner, all of this, Salesforce is there, Tableau is there, Trello is there. So you can automatically sync it to whatever, to most of the third-party apps that you probably are using. Otherwise, you can just do it manually. Okay, I'm just going to close that out. And then this are going to be where your personal OKRs live. So as we've mentioned, we want to give the sense of purpose to our employees. So we want them to make sure, we want them to know and make sure that they know that what they're doing ladders up to the overall organizational objectives. And each person will have their own OKRs as well, and they can adjust it from right here. Okay, let me just see if I miss anything. I think that's pretty much it. So basically, Microsoft Viva Goals immerses everyone in the company's top priorities and creates a culture of engaged employees focused on achieving common goals. Combining the power of OKR framework with an intuitive platform like Viva Goals simplifies the work required to succeed in reaching shared goals. Microsoft Viva Goals creates clarity and enables Contoso, this company, to stay aligned at scale. Teams and individuals can focus on their impact, not the output, right? Not what they are doing, but the outcome of what they're doing, and keep their goals front and center. So that is pretty much it for me for today. Thank you so much, everyone, for staying.
And there you have it, another fascinating episode of What the Tech. We hope you enjoyed gaining insights into the dynamic world of Microsoft Viva. Today, we unraveled its capabilities and understanding how it contributes to creating purpose-driven cultures in our workplaces. If you found this episode enlightening, Join us next time as we explore how to put knowledge to work with Aviva topics. Until then, keep tech savvy and stay tuned for more exciting tech revelations on What the Tech. This is your host, signing off.